Blog Talk Radio.
Snug, 9mm, plus that Desert Eagle,
know they lie. Now where we shopping? Rodeo Drive. I'm on the beach, got off the block. You buying dubs, I'm buying stocks. Stepped your game up. It's a new day. You either getting money.
I ain't finna stop.
My price is going up. I'm 50 G's a pop. I'm rocking Louis. I'm rocking Gucci. I make it rain. She pop that Gucci. It's such a waste. I'm such a fool. But where I'm from, shit's the golden rule. Let them niggas talk. Fuck them bitches too. Let them pull they saw. Cause that's what haters do. Before you say my name, get your money right. If they ain't hating on you, then you ain't done it right. Hate, hate, hate harder. Hate, hate, hate harder. Hate, hate, hate harder. Hate, hate, hate harder.
Real soon, I'm gonna pull a date. But they got a mixtape coming out real soon. It's crazy. I heard some of the shit is crazy. But they all cousins, the whole little crew. They all related. And I got a new record from Boo. He's on the Keep It Trill record. He's the first person to rap on the Keep It Trill record.
That's my shit.
I'm fucking with him. I'm gonna actually put him on the record with me and he's on the new Raincoats and Umbrellas album. I'm making that happen.
Which, by the way, is coming along great.
Yeah.
Appreciate your little
yeah.
little pick you gave me on Sunday. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Hey, this shit's coming along great.
So I got him on the record, and I also got the whole Jetson crew gonna be on the record with me as well. You know what I'm saying? But I got a new record from him. I was going to play it later on, but I'm hyped to play it. I might play it twice, depending on how I feel. If somebody called in and requested, I'm going to play it again. But I'm going to get to that right now, man. It's Young Boo from the Jetsons. The song is called Tap.
Hey, man.
It's
addicted. Is that Tracy G? The Lou checking in. What up,
soon. I'm thinking maybe June. I'm thinking maybe June, the first single gonna drop, maybe mid-May, maybe the beginning of May. But I'm definitely gonna drop the first single, and then I'm gonna kind of go from there. I don't know what I want to use for the single. It might be the record with the Jetsons on it because it's a banger, and it's produced. 80% of my record is produced by. 80% of my record is produced by the your boy Kodo and your boy Twani Flame Spitters. You already know.
I can't wait to interview you about that album.
Yeah, it's gonna because it's crazy, and you already know, man. Motherfuckers know me, so you know if I'm off doing my thing and I'm not really, you know, letting everybody hear what I got and just kind of doing my own thing. If Fresh haven't heard the shit, then you know it's exclusive.
I'm gonna go ahead and leak the shit right now. I'm gonna say big shout out to the boy Griffin. Because, you know, I heard that the boy is really amped about getting on the joint, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He always wants to come down immediately and get right to it, you know what I'm saying? So a big shout-out to the homeboy Griffin, man, a friend of the league with Dope Boys. You know how we do it, man. Shout-out to my mans and them. So let's go to the lines real quick, Quarter of the Great. See
what
it's doing, man.
What you got? What you got?
Then I got a 627 number. 627, you on the air. What it do?
What it do?
What's happening? What's happening? Who this?
Oh, man. You know, it's your boy, Kid.
Oh, King, man. What up, man, with the foreign number? You got a regular number. What the
man,
fuck?
You know I stay undercover, man. You know I got the dip and dive of how I slide through the streets, man. I see y'all getting it in, man. Can I get y'all to run that last track back? I need that in my life, man.
You talk about that bullshit?
Boy, man.
You like that shit?
Man, Joe, I was really feeling that. I was kind of upset, but, you know, y'all my guy. I wasn't mad that y'all cut it off at the end. You know, I like to hear it go fade. I like for it to fade out on my track.
Oh, no,
man,
the track was over
that.
With.
Oh, that's how it cut? Boy. I'm going to need that brand back before y'all hit anything else. Run that, please. Get to that Samu, too.
Hey, man, well, you know what? Fuck it. Get addicted.
Yeah. The fool. I mean, you niggas really want to know what's good, man. I'm gonna tell him like this, man. Pretty boy.
Yeah. Steady dipping that purple shit in my cup, boy. I ain't got high on about 4 months. That's Mary Jane, what you want, boy? Here you go, making business, popping up, unintended. How you doing? I'm doing good. Went quiet over, I'm sick of pissing. Bad bitch, wanna fuck me good. We ain't fucked yet, but she know it's over. No time for no petty bitch. I'm getting over 29, I done seen it all. Wonder why I want my bitch shoulder. Cold heart and it's getting colder. She a bad bitch when she bent over. Niggas wrong, but they gon' hate. Gon' hate on my team, nigga. Big promotion, how we ain't winning. Them BMWs, we seen in them. Bitches choose, but we don't fuck. We don't fuck with them broke hoes. For the night's over, get more hoes. With more ass and wear no clothes. Showed up, just told pissing. Johnny Ranch in my phone. Boy, y'all, my best friend. Shoot it out, I got 6 on me. That's no friends, they get phony. No love and no bitch only. Money bands in my book bag. Take it out, cause I'm cashed out. Marriott with your girlfriend. Fuck the good and she passed out. Shit epic like cash out. Red rags in my truth, bitch. I'm true to this and you knew to this. These a few and got to do the kid.
Red rag on my blue jeans.
Yeah.
Red rag on my true jeans.
Yeah, hey. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them boys, man. Like I say, man, that's Lil Boo from the Jetsons. Motherfucking DUV, you know, Hoodie Boys. Shout out to them fools, man. Hey, man, you know what? You know who making a lot of motherfucking moves right now?
Bothers you, nigga.
Well, if you listen, I'm going to tell you, right? Pound Pusha's ENT is making some fucking humongous.
He said that last year, though. He said it last year. He's like, man, I'm finna make some moves, little dope boys. Y'all stand tuned with me, just like that.
Bam, these niggas is making some humongous moves
right
now.
I got a shout out.
They got two. They got two videos that they just shot. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not mistaken, one of the videos got the boy Young Buck in it. I seen another video that got Cold Heart and them niggas in it. The video looked, you know, this is set up and everything looked real legit. It looked official as a referee with a whistle. I'm just going to tell you, it's money everywhere. Fresh out of People's Player, you had a shout out. What you got?
Big shout out to the homeboy Meatball Mozzarelli.
Big shout out to the homeboy Meatball Mozzarelli, the name of the winner of the name of the year. Motherfucking awards, Legal Dopey Awards, you know what I'm saying? You already
That's
know
the
what
homie, man. Big shout out to the homies.
Like I say, we got the boy Savo coming through tonight, probably around, you know, normal Legal Dope time. We say 10 o'clock, but we always 5 minutes late, like we always do about this time, so we might as well say 10:05, huh? That's probably what you're thinking. Tell the truth. All right, well, look, man. Well, I'm up here tripping and shit. We got news and everything today. I pulled something, you know, I'm a CNN freak, so I'll be all over the web. 10 things you need to know about today.
April 11th,
2012. The first thing you need to know about today, we're just going to take it a step at a time. We're going to start it off with the earthquake. 8.5 on the Richter scale, the earthquake in Indonesia. I'm going to read it to you. On Wednesday, a massive 8.6, magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Indonesia, 308 miles from the city of Banda Aceh. I hope I said that right, sparking fears of a tsunami. The quake was felt throughout the region, from southern India into Thailand. A tsunami watch has been issued for countries near the Indian Ocean and the pancake citizens are fleeing for the higher ground, all right? So it's a tsunami watch. Let's see here. They said it doesn't necessarily mean a tsunami, but in December 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake off of Indonesia caused a massive tsunami that left 230,000 people dead. So that's one of the things you need to know about April 11th.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw something, man. You know, it's on a smaller scale. You know, for some people, it's way larger than this, you know what I mean? But I got to send a big shout-out to the Cunningham family. Also, lost to Terry Cunningham, a.k.a. Toby, you know, a while back. Her birthday is actually today, too.
Legal Dope fact. That's one thing you need to know.
Rest in peace, Toby. Like I said, if you're a Lake County resident or just a friend of the family, you already know that, you know, she committed suicide in the county jail. You know what I mean? And that was my 7th grade girlfriend, real cool people, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to Toby, you know what I'm saying? Her birthday actually is April the 11th as well.
Well, let's do this then, man. RIP to her. RIP to the boy Gump. You know what I'm saying? RIP to the boy Big Tony from In-Laws. I don't know him personally, but he passed away, I want to say, last night. So RIP to him. RIP to Dagwood. From what I understand, they're getting closer to something real happening for the Hannah family
and the Carr family.
You know what I mean? So from what I hear, some tapes that came up, but you know, RIP to Dad. I'm just gonna play this record. RIP to my Aunt Sarah too, man. She died on the 5th a year ago. You know what I mean? So
that's my birthday. Sure did.
RIP to Aunt Sarah. I'm gonna get to this, man. Y'all get addicted.
I was born to the world, you know what I'm saying? To a single mother, you know. My grandmother and grandfather was kind of like my mother and father. It was crazy, you know. It's personal shit, though. Y'all vibe with me for a second. Growing up was kind of off the wall for a nigga, you know. I grew up around gangsters, you know what I'm saying? Pimps and players and shit like that, you know. Niggas that really live our codes and shit, you know what I'm saying? And it was dope things, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, I'm old enough, so I'm just spit some personal shit. And this music, I give 100%. Hoping everything I vent is felt. knowing everything I say is meant. Rather I spit it in this booth or by the high school bench. It's been some time, so I got more comments. The price of living straight, so we got more convicts. Situations changed and I done lost my grip. But why should I trip? You live by the sword. There's nothing worse in this world than a killer ignored. So I open up for a second and let you explore. This life I'm living is crazy, so I pray to the Lord. Cause I know he's always listening, he never ignores. The flick of most thugs is rapping and selling drugs. If he happens to go to school, then he's one out of 52. Tell me, really, what would you do? If your mother was smoked out and your stepdaddy was the lord of a crack house and they raised you in that house.
So maybe if you take a look into my eyes, maybe you can feel my struggle.
Just maybe you can feel my struggle. Maybe you can see my story. My life has been up and been down. I've lost so many close to me. Look into my eyes and see. Maybe you can feel my pain.
Poetry to give. I'd rather give it than receive it. Wrap it up for the world and hope they retrieve it. That ain't the half of it. See, I sleep with a 45th and I creep by my lonely. No time for this bitch and homie shit. My problem up is split, I guess who needs it anyway? Life is like a gamble, you can lose on any given day. And lately, I've been drowning my sorrows. This pad in this pen and this Hennessy bottle. It hurts to be a leader that never could follow. A pessimistic person that put my blood in what I do. Niggas, I put my sweat in what I does. Put my tears in for the years that they gave big cuz. Imagine telling his son what that white shit was. And why they threw his daddy down on the floor. And why they kicked the hinges off of the door. Yo, don't move, freeze, I got you. And he gon' see his father no more. And it's serious, it's personal.
If you take one look,
so maybe if you take a look into my eyes,
maybe you can feel
maybe,
my struggle.
Just maybe you can feel my struggle. Maybe you can see my story. My life has been up and been down. I lost so many close to me. Look into my eyes and see. Maybe you can.
I just told all about pain. My life in a nutshell, I express it through my pen so the world can comprehend. My mother, she really sinned, raising me up in insanity. And I swear it's sad to see my people die, but it's reality. And actually, while I'm speaking on casualties, I spit of a man that you might not know. He walked around with a bag and a small afro. Yeah, he was a homie of mine, we lived in the same ghost. He was down dotted for life and he had the same clothes. His body took his life and left him dead in the snow. So let me ask the question if it's saying it's true. If you live by the gun, may you die by it too. A soldier he was, an optimistic person and put his blood in what he did. Nigga, and he had two kids. This my promise for life, your life I live.
Moment of silence for all the fallen soldiers, and if you feel disrespected by the word soldier, this moment of silence for everyone who's lost a loved one. Jump right to the call lines, quarter of the great 276, you're on the air. Five. Now. 276, what it do? 276, caller, you on the air.
Blue
dope. Boys, what up?
Your boy Michael Keon, what's good, baby?
What up, Joe? Who this?
We can hear you now.
What's happening? Y'all doing all right tonight? Oh, man, we chilling, man.
Who's this,
Michael Keon?
Yes, sir.
Dirty Church Socks. What up, son?
You got it. Sitting here with Dave, man. About to take him to the crib. We just getting done wrapping up some stuff, man. We got a show tomorrow night at the Dark World. Hey, but before we get into that, I was listening about everybody we lost, though. You know, RIP to everybody we lost. You know, North Chicago been going through a thing, you know, because we all so close to each other. When we lose somebody, you know, it'd be personal. You know, we all know each other so closely, man, and it'd be so personal when we lose somebody, you know. So, man, big up on that, y'all recognizing that tonight, though, man. But on a better note and positive note, come on out to the Dark Room tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. You know, Dirty Chuck Sauce going to be in the building. We're going to wreck the house. You know what I mean? You know, we still got to hook up on some other stuff, you know. Man, and all that good stuff, man. We'll let y'all say what up today.
Hey, check it out, though.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, hey, let everybody know where the spot is, but in case everybody don't know where it is and they want to know how to get there.
The Dark Room is on Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. You can look me up, Michael Keon or Dirty Church Socks on Facebook. You'll be able to pull up the event. We're going to be able to tag everybody. Once again, Michael Keon, Step to Producer, or Dirty Church Socks. You can reach us on Facebook. Right now, that's where we're plugging for the show tomorrow night. I invited as many people as I possibly could. You know, you fellas are absolutely invited. It's $5 to get in. We actually got a barcode, a ticket for the show. You know, that's some big things right there. You know, a lot of people ain't doing barcodes on their tickets. We really doing things, man. Hold on right quick, though.
Look at the radio. What's going on, man? Hello? Hello?
Charlie, J.O., Charlie. Charlie, know the boy stunning. Charlie, A.D.E. Charlie, Hoodie Boy Entertainment. Yeah. Charlie, CEO Charlie. Charlie, we ballin' every weekend. Charlie, every day is a rollin'. I probably grab an Audi, but I really like the Bentley. I probably say I'm king, cause man, I really run the city.
Alright,
I'm probably rocking Cartier, cause y'all ain't in my business.
No,
I probably go the hardest, cause I know I gotta get it.
Probably
riding on them sixes.
Probably
counting up them digits.
Probably
flirting with the women.
Probably
catching blowing kisses.
Probably
riding on them sixes.
Probably
counting up them digits.
Probably
flirting with the women.
Probably
catching blowing kisses.
I've been getting to the money, so I'm probably dropping bands.
If
you claim you getting money, then you probably understand. I ain't getting it suspended, really trying to feed my man.
My man
been getting dirty money. Hold up, let me wash my hands. I done parked the BMW, I'm trying to get the bin. Might be swerving different avenues, they trying to get a fin. I ain't tripping on that bubble gum, cause girl, I gotta win. Got a paint that look like bubble gum, and girl, so do the rim. And the shot handling business, shouted, I don't wear a suit. Probably spent some for some hours, probably got an attitude. Shouted, you know how I do, my diamonds black. And some are blue,
okay.
Some are pink and some are yellow. So I red, yeah, they are cool.
Ooh.
I'm a dog, hit me, say woo. I say poof and go to woo. But we see labeling crew, you can bet they coming through. I got horseshoes on my pocket, so they choosing, that's the truth. When I'm coming, better move. Probably run you over too. I probably grab an Audi, but I really like the business.
Whoa.
I probably say I'm king, cause man, I really run the city.
Right.
I'm probably rocking Cartier, cause y'all ain't in my vision.
No.
I probably go the hardest, cause I know I gotta get it.
Probably
riding on them sixes.
Probably
counting up some digits.
Probably
flirting with the women.
Probably
catching blowing kisses.
Probably
riding on them sixes.
Probably
counting up some digits.
Probably
flirting with the women.
Probably
catching blowing kisses.
I came in with Vans, spent it and did it again.
Probably cool as a fan, AC the winner and win.
You ain't grinding, you slipping, cause shout, I bet we get it in.
Okay.
My assignment is get it and never turn it in.
Okay.
Get a paint like a turtle, the seats are purple, ninja turtle. A nerd gave me Urkel, I hit the gas, thought it was turbo. Now drop it like it's hot, this ain't no sun drop commercial.
I'm killing them, but verbal, round these clowns, I'm running circles.
Like you going, she say probably, I'm probably with my posse.
Okay.
I do this for the sport, guess that's why she really jocking. I move, she probably watching, I'm probably in Versace. New paint, got teriyaki, ride me no Kawasaki. Got swag and you got nada, I'll check them about a dollar. Just chopped it up with Scholar, that's more polo, check the collar. I'm coolin', probably, a movie, probably, more Gucci, probably, more Louis, probably. I probably grab an Audi, but I really like the business.
Whoa.
I probably say I'm king, cause man, I really run the city.
Alright,
I'm probably rocking Cartier, cause y'all ain't in my business.
No.
I probably go the hardest, cause I know
gotta get it. Probably riding on them sixes. Probably counting up them digits. Probably flirting with your women. Probably catching blowing kisses. Probably riding on them sixes. Probably counting up them digits. Probably flirting with your women. Probably catching blowing kisses.
Yeah, you back in the building with the Legal Dope Boys. It's your boy Quarter the Great, fresh out of people's players in the building.
Sure.
That was probably by the boy Young JR, man. We had the boy Michael Keon and the young boy Step in the building. We're going to get them back on the line right now. Fellas, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, Legal Dope Radio? Talk to me.
What's happening, man? You good now? Can you hear us now? Can you check 1, 2?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's happening, man? What up? This is Steph Chisel. What's happening, boy?
Not too much, man. Man, just working. Man, getting this show together. Man, y'all definitely need to come out tomorrow. I don't know if Mike mentioned it, but the 30 Church Talks, we're actually doing a live EP recording. We got big things in plan, and we've been working real hard for this show. All the material we got is all original, real soulful hip hop, straight from the heart. And we go get it in, man. I invite the whole world to come check out who Dirty Church Socks is. It's not just a funny name, a catchy name. You know, it's four brothers that came together for us musicians and made it happen. Then we got the background singers. Man, we a full package, man.
That's beautiful.
We actually,
y'all should have called
our dream.
Y'all should have called your boy, man. Y'all should have called me. I'd have liked to have some of that, man. Y'all should have called your boy.
Don't trip, man. For my birthday, I'm trying to plan a concert for my birthday. And most definitely, you one of the names that's going to be on the flyer. And you're going to be with the live band, so don't even trip about that. I ain't forgot about nobody.
Hey, check it out, man. First of all, Steph, what's happening, man? It's your people right here, man. What's good?
What's good, cuz up?
Hey, man, let's check game, man. You know, and I want to pull you on before, you know, we had some technical difficulties and all, but I got to say, first of all, you know, especially on the heels of playing personal, it was right on time to have you on the line because I want to say, you know, definitely my condolences to your family about losing your grandma and all, but everything going on cool that way.
Yeah, man. The family put together, man. We held strong. And, you know, we just got to live, man. That was definitely a pillar in our family. You know it just as well as we do. And, you know, it was a blow, but, you know, most importantly, thank God she didn't suffer no more. She was a strong woman, man. You know, to me, she will forever be a woman in Black history. She lived a life. She showed it. Of course, she was more than my grandmother. She was my mother. And, you know, she'll forever always be in my heart.
Definitely, brother, you know. And I got to say, you know, like Mike was saying, the whole Legal Dope Radio is here for everybody. It's not just about, you know, of course we hip-hop community, you know what I mean? But we people too, you feel me? So I had to get that off my chest too, you know.
I appreciate that, man. Most definitely.
All the time. Hey, and it changed gears a little bit, bro. Dirty Church Socks might be the best name for a band in history.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Now y'all just got to match the name with the faces, man, and come out and check us out.
Definitely. Hey, Steph, one more time, let the people know.
Yeah, give them the address again, man. Definitely. Let them know where to check y'all out at.
All right, tomorrow night, the doors open at 8 o'clock. We on West Chicago, in Chicago, the Dark Room. We got a full show lined up. We got other artists involved. I'm pulling up the address now. I don't know by heart. Give me 1 second. I have it for you.
Just
tell them
how to find
how
they can find you. How they can find you on the book, and then just link it on there.
I bet. I'll do that. Once I get to the crib, I'm going to hop online anyway, and then I'll tag y'all and everything.
All right, man. So that's what it is, Joe. Dirty Church Socks is in the building. What's the name of the place again?
The Dark Room.
The Dark Room, he said, is in West Chicago. Google it. check out Legal Dope Radio on Facebook. You can get at me on Facebook or at Legal Dope Radio. Hit me up, and I'll get the address for you. Man, Steph, we appreciate you calling in, man. We, you know, you already know what it is with us, though.
Most definitely, man. We gonna stay in tune.
That's what it is.
Big shout out to Michael Keon and Steph, the producer.
Dirty Church Socks in the building. Hey, man, I wanted in on that. I told them fools when they first told me the name, I wanted in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we all got records together, and that's the beautiful part. I would love to do Love Song live and the record that me and Michael Keon got together. I would love to do those two live, too. So this is what I'm going to do, man. Since we got the boy Savo coming up in about 19, 20 minutes, I'm going to play one of his records, man. It's off the mixtape, Divide and Conquer, man. Get addicted. It feels so good. Savo.
You made me feel so good.
I'm feeling myself. I keep going and going. Hope I ain't killing myself, man. I feel good. I feel great. Hold my cup, nigga. I can't wait. Everybody with me, drunk as fuck. Wonder how much more of it I can take. When it's so much weed, like a penny. Want a dollar, quarter, penny. Give me anything that you got for me, nigga. Drop for me. I'ma give you something back, baby. But it's not money, more weed, women, wine. If you want a dollar, quarter, dime. I think it'll be less expensive if I just pay you no mind. Tell her, go. Harder than the usual. Condoms in my pocket. What the fuck you think I use them for? Looking for a freak, then we on the same page. Got a bet. Her and my mama almost the same age. So I'm swaggy, I'm wasted. Off of one, off of two, off of three. Give me what you want, what can you offer me? Show me something that I really, really ever get to see. And I'm hoping that she could. Cause women in Hennessy is the remedy to have a nigga feeling like he should. Cause together,
You make me
feel
so
good. I'm wasted, can't take another sip. She like girls, I like girls too. So we should click. Let me sit back, I'ma watch you work. Show me you a freak just like a herb. Don't know what you acting shy for. Bitch, you ain't no nerd. What you like? Kush, Remy, if you want a dollar, quarter, penny. Do it for the free, baby, take it like a G. Cause if not for the camera, then baby, do it for me. We finna get it in. Get a little juice with some gin. Guaranteed to get a bitch with a friend. Let me find out they bad. Don't bother looking for eyes, cause I'm gone. But I'm home, every dog need a bone. Got me feeling in my zone. No games, girl, this rose, my champagne, girl. Hope you ain't no lame, cause I'm finna make it rain. Girl, like water to them fishes. I used to have a missus. Now I'm shitting on my exes with a bunch of bad bitches. Just let me twist it to the rhythm of a hi-hat. And baby, you ain't gotta fight back. Simulate your mind, body, and soul. I heard you wanna try that. Now don't be bogus, you deny that. Whenever I'm doing what I do, I know she feeling it, cause I be feeling the same way too. And she be like,
you make me feel good.
What? Good.
Know what it is, it's the boys back in the building. That was the boy Savo. You make me feel so good. I'm talking about off the new mixtape, man. Divide and Conquer, man. We got the boy coming through in about 20 minutes. I know I said that 5 minutes ago, but I wanted to say 19 to 25 minutes, but it wouldn't have sounded cool, so I didn't say it.
Listen to the Dope Radio. You ain't with your boys, Quarter the Great.
Mr. May make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air to People's Play.
It's not a Legal Dope on this Wednesday, you know what it is, April 11th. And right now, my man's giving y'all the top 10 things you got to know about April 11th, you know. It's just something we do, you know what I mean? We, like it or not, we keep y'all informed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if you, if you're looking for something special when you come here. I don't know if you want it to be all one way, whether it's this direction or that direction. Sometimes you get everything, you know. Sometimes you get funny. Sometimes you get serious. Depending on how you're feeling. Bam got this useless knowledge for you, you know what I mean? And he hits you with it. Quarter of the Great, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. All right, so number two on the list of 10 things you need to know today, April 12, 2012, former Pennsylvania Senator.
Rick Santorum, talking about? Rick Santorum?
Yeah.
That's who was the president next year. I do.
Well, I guess he announced that he's suspending his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they say commentators are discussing what the former Pennsylvania senator accomplished with his presidential bid. They note that his miraculous campaign pushed the GOP to the right and brought social issues like access to birth control and gays in the military to the forefront on a shoestring budget. Sandstrom rose to the national prominence. A serious threat to Mitt Romney.
I kind of just mumbled some shit, you know, but I'm going to go ahead and say it out loud. You know, after the homie, talking about my president, after Barack Obama wins his presidency, I believe that will be our next president.
Pundit?
Nah, hell nah. Rick Santorum.
Oh, Rick Santorum, my fault.
Yeah, I think he knew what he was doing as far as that goes. I don't know if he necessarily didn't think he had a chance to win. I think he wants to just put his name out there nationally this time around. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think he kind of that was strategic in his whole act. I think he knew what he was doing. You know, and you know, whether you like him or not, you know, because you know, I have my opinions, but I think he knew what the hell he was doing.
Right.
Straight up. So I kind of like to follow that kind of thing. You know that, and that's just what I believe. Straight up. So I think he knew what he was doing when he made that move.
So that was number two on the list of things that you need to know about today, April 11th, 2012. All right? Fresh, man.
What's up, Church?
Again, we all know you live Wednesday to Wednesday.
Church.
We got about 17 minutes before we get the boy Sable on the line. My nigga, how has your week been?
It was great, you know, for a couple of reasons, you know. I had to, you know, leak shit because it ain't nothing in stone, you know what I mean, but... you know, I'm going sports with it. I know Sunday I talked to you. We had a nice little talk about, you know, people staying in school and people going to the league and talking about college basketball. And I'm kind of glad certain people are staying. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say no names, you know what I mean? But I will give you props for telling me that such and such was going to stay in school. You know what I mean? And also how you say, how you called a couple. I got to give you props again. You told me that the boy was going to go to UCLA. Like, I love basketball right now, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I love it right now. You know, and I told y'all years ago when they put that age limit on the shit, that it was going to make everybody's game better.
Hey, speaking of that, you hear about the boy Mark Cuban and a couple other NBA owners saying that they should do the whole 3-year rule?
Yeah, I don't think three, but I agree with more years, though. I can't hit on that.
Yeah.
Like, if they told me it was two, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
That'd be crazy. Then you'll see real live champions back to back. You know what I'm saying? So
like,
the whole thing with the little homie was on ESPN and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's happening. It's going down. If I understand.
I believe he needs to though. Not because. Just there's nothing else. And, you know, my reasons are different.
Right.
I know he has a family to take care of, and everybody's leaning on him. I know that him going, you know, 20th as opposed to, you know, top five. It's different between 15 and 45 million.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I have to make it all about money because he's playing basketball. He's doing what he loves.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want the pressure to be on him because I hate, you know, for him to be a 23rd pick and, you know, some bullshit
happens. You know, he never makes that big deal to take care of the people he loves. You know, that's what it's all about for me. I know how family oriented this boy is. You know, say big shout out to my relative Dre Stone. He's home. That's his nephew. You know, and I talk to fam a lot. You know, and I'm just rooting for the kid. That's all.
Yeah, I'm rooting for fam big time, man. And I just know for a bunch of different reasons that we don't really have to go into here, but I really feel to myself personally that it comes down to this. You understand that you do have a bunch of people that you have to take care of, right? That's understood. But if you have to put yourself, you have to think about yourself first. You understand what I'm saying? Think about if you know, what happens if I make this move? Like, you know, like he say, you talking, like we talking, like a difference of like $20 or $30 million.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, guarantee you know, you go there and you go in that top 10, you got a starting slot. They're going to be looking for you to be a game changer. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to be physically, ready to do that. And like I say, I think with a nice, strong offseason, a bunch of working out, not much basketball, and with the team that they're going to have next year coming back into the NCAA tournament, it's going to be crazy. And I don't think they're going to – well, after seeing what Kentucky pulled off again, you know what I'm saying, they need to tamper. They need to check them motherfuckers for tampering because Kentucky is cheating.
You don't mean that literally, y'all. They just say
Coach Cal is my nigga.
They're too good.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
Coach Cal is cheating.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm standing on that. You know what I mean? What, he got three of the top 15 again?
Boy, he had 8 McDonald All-Americans on his team.
You know what I'm saying? He got 3 of the top 15 again. Not to mention the number 1 again. You know what I'm saying?
Coach Cal's recruiting.
Coach Cal, but you know, I fuck with Coach Cal. Me and Coach Cal go back to Memphis. You know, I was the homeboy. You know what I'm talking about? Man, shout out to the boy Pella, man. Shout out to the boy, Dub, man, Mr.
Man, give me some of that quarter key shit, man.
Hey, man, you know what?
Before I explode.
I'm all out of quarter key. I don't have any more. Hey, remember this? Hey, man, if you're a real legal dope fan, you know what that is.
Hey, man, give me some of that, man. That's for Ray B, man.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Ray B.
I got
man.
That word. Quarter great, man. Legal dope, man. Get addicted.
I'm a cocky motherfucker with a pimp-type swagger. Every style that I've mastered keeps me ahead of my class. And they know I'm a gangster, so they love me for that. Like my Capri from the 80s and my beat from the 90s. 23rd Street, posted with the D's where you find me. Couple killers behind me, keep your boy on the square. All I do is lift a finger, baby, there go your head.
I got that word, I got that green. I'm 24, that's every clean. This is that lane, your grill on bling. Stay in the trap, and nigga, you on my team.
Look, I'm never scared like the Crusher, but I'm just a bit smarter. I'm the finisher, homie, not big on being the starter. They say my flow is retarded, like I'm already on. But I'm signed to an indie, with a shot at the throne. Man, North Chicago, my home, and I love it to death. Around here can put a dent in my rap. So all you amateur rappers trying to damage the tank, reevaluate your move. Don't try to do what most can.
I got that word, I got that green. I'm 24, that's every clean.
Every second, this the anthem for the no-go niggas trapping, I check it, homie, just for the record, I'm as nice as they come, put that pen inside my grip and get it popping like gum, I'm number one in the eyes of all no-go cats but a few, and for you cowards that doubt me, so this blunt is for you, so niggas get off the miners, put some vests on your Chevy, holla at Rock on the block, he got
yeah, I'm back in the building. You know what that was, man? That was that I got that work off that first legal dope mixtape. If you ain't got that, you need to get that. Yo, hit my phone. Email me, 911-280-8004. Call Big Sean on the low.
Hey, I remember Mike Jones.
Who?
Hey, listen, though. Hey, real talk. That was my got that work off the legal dope project for Spotify. Mo Gilla the track killer. No, it wasn't.
No,
Andy
C. It was Andy C.
Andy C. gave you the track because nobody could fuck with it.
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, that and the Miss Make It track, Andy C. Cole.
That shit was hard, man.
Hey, man, I might shoot a video for that. Matter of fact, I am.
I don't normally do this, but
keep the party going. I'm going to shoot a video for that. When is Black Friday? Black Sunday? Whenever Black Sunday is, we're going to shoot a video for I Got That Work. That's exactly what we're going to do. Hey, man, so it's 56 after the hour, man. It's 4 to the hour. You already know what it is. Get your bitch.
Hey, drop that shit for these.
Yeah. Block life in this motherfucker. Get your bitch. Get your motherfucking bitch. Get your bitch. Get your bitch. Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check up pumps, better grab her wrist, better have that talk, better walk that walk, make a break, break, cause a bitch ain't shit. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, better check your hoe, better check your bitch like I check my coat. See the green light, so I know she gon' go. When I walk by, the bitch straight pro. Get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch, get your bitch, nigga. Get your bitch, get your bitch. I bag your bitch like shop more. I had your bitch, not had her all. Walk past your bitch and them pants fall. She call me late, I ain't up the car. She holler late, I jump the car. Get your bitch, get your hoe, get your trick, she on the ball. You came with her, but she leave with me. I use a bitch to just roll the weed. Get your bitch, I told you, dog. I got some hits and she serve them all. So with the click and she serve us all. You call the phone and the service law. I hit the street and start dozing off. Pull down the street and say drop off. Get your bitch, better watch your chick, better check up.
What the fuck is he talking about?
The fuck is he talking about?
Yep. It's your boy.
Block life.
It's your boy. Block life.
Block life in this motherfucker.
On me.
Hey, turn me up a little bit, Jeff, in the headphones. Let's do it.
OG, I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
OG,
what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
OG,
you deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me, I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
OG,
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Put it on something, nigga. On my mama, on my life, I'm in a zone, fuck, nigga. On my son, on my stripe, you can get it. I just roll up like Rico on his bike, then I take off just like I booked a private flight. My juice is V8, my plug is 9B. I'm blessed from OG, my status is G3. My kush is A1, I'm hot like 8 suns. I pop a gray gun, I'm blocked a great one. I'm not the fake kind, I smoke on that grapevine. Good work, I'm on time. Good perk, get broke down. My whip on 18, grew up on 18. My plug was 18, he charged me 18. I'm something to deal with, no lying, that's real spit. I'm buying the whole zip, I'm flying the whole clip. I'm trying to quick flip, or buy me a quick lick. I see me a fresh pelly, I'm buying the whole fit.
Oh, jeez.
I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez.
You deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me, I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Who big folks, little folks. AK on Larry Hoover, on the boss, on granddaddy, on Pearly Mae. I'm trained to go, no stop sign. I bang the pole at one time. I fold and seal, no lunch sign. You load and seal, I'm Wi-Fi. I'm in the hood, no starting chain. I'm loose dog and I'm off the chain. I got the juice, I got the name. Get the pick, no getting framed. I'm with the click, big money game. I split the licks, we eat the same. Don't break the sweat, it's in my veins. Place your bets, I take your chain. Two arrows up, I share the chick. Two wide as lunch, biracial mix. They count the dust, I say make it quick. Straight ounces up, I hate bagging up. Two sticks loud when I'm waking up. Two more sticks when I get tapered up. One more stick when I get back from lunch. I blow backwards, I don't like blunt. Got throwback bills, tiny faces. LOL, no smiley faces. On my life is story basis. I serve them hype, I let them taste it. I make out nice, not hesitant. I take out hype, your resident. I clean up nice and evident. I clean up twice, no evidence.
Oh, jeez.
I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez.
You deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me, I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Back in the building with your boy Quarter, the great fresh air, the people's player. Legal Dope Radio is on.
That right there was my man Block Life on me.
On me.
Off the text material joint again. That's available on natpiff.com. Search Mr. Block Life. Pop right up. Get you a bar.
Shout out to the BMG, man. Shout out to the BMG. Shout out to the boy Stab, Lad, SQ. You know what I'm saying? The boy Block, myself. To the people that didn't get it last week. So what we going to do, man, is we going to get the boy.
Man, they always leave me out because I don't rap, man.
But you left yourself out last time.
This fool shout out everybody but Fresh Air, the people's player, man. I just be damn, man. That's some bullshit.
Hey,
shout
man.
Out to Fresh Air.
Shout out to the boy Fresh Air, the people's player. He does rap, though, because he's on more than one song. So that makes him a rapper.
Yeah, I'm on three songs. Oh, yeah, really. Yeah, I'm on three songs. Let's get to the boy Safe, all the shit.
Hello?
What up, Savo? What's happening, baby?
What's good?
Everything, my man. It's Fresh Air, the people's player from Legal Dope Radio. What's good, Joe?
What's cracking, bro?
Man, shit. trying to make it happen, Joe. Got these fools waiting on your arrival, you know what I'm talking about?
I appreciate it.
You know what it is, along with my co-host, Quarter the Great.
What's happening, son?
What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, you know, just trying to hold on with both hands, brother. How you?
I'm pretty good. I'm chilling, man. I'm living life, enjoying myself, you know?
That's what it is.
Most definitely. Hey, so check game, brother. I'm aware of you because, you know, I'm an insider, you feel me? You know, like I said, you might not know firsthand, you know what I mean? But I fuck with, you know, your whole, you know, the whole Track the Ink squad, you know what I'm saying? I'm a personal friend of a man directs, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of go way back, you know what I mean? But tell my Legal Dope listeners who the fuck you are, bro. All
right. This your boy Savo, Track the Ink, you know what I'm saying? Artist. Shit, man, I'm just, you know, Track the Ink crazy. I'm also Track the Sun, for those who don't know. You know what I'm saying? A young cat got a hell of a lot of talent and shit, trying to show it.
Hey, and I'm not to cut you off, but I'm glad you said that because earlier I was going to let the cat out the bag, you know, but my man stopped me and he said, you know what, I'm going to let him let the world know that he is the legendary Track the Sun. And I said legendary twice, you know, on purpose because he's a legend, not just, you know, in Chicago hip-hop, but, you know, he's a legend in the music industry as a whole, you know, so... I'm glad you said that, bro.
Appreciate it. I was just saying I'm definitely honored, bro, and you know what I'm saying? Hello?
And so we played a couple of your joints already, you know. We ain't want to overdose them too much, you feel me, because we're going to definitely hit them over the head with some more of your joints because I got, you know, I got the whole EP. And I got a couple of the joints that I got, you know, for tonight's show, too, you feel me? But I didn't want to overdose them, you feel me? So
yeah, we played, what we played? We played,
The Feel So Good joint.
Yeah, we played the Feel So Good record.
Oh, I appreciate it. What y'all think about it?
Man, I thought the joint was hot. I've been fucking with it since, like, you know, since it came out. I had it for a while now. I've been rocking to the shit, you know what I mean? Because I got the whole EP.
Hey, check it out, man. Am I saying your shit right, man? It's Savo, correct?
Yeah, Savo, S-A-V-O.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I was saying that right. I butchered it one time. First set of people's player correcting me. Hey, man, so I'm going to ask you like I asked everybody else. I know it's tripped out because, you know, you and fam is family. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole, I know we all heard about his work ethic, and from what I understand, you got the same exact grind. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know you were Deuce, though. I didn't know that. I knew you was an MC. I didn't know you made beats as well.
Yeah, it's part of my artistry.
Hey, I'm going to definitely say that you're cheating, bro, because your dad is a legendary trackster, you know what I mean? And as an MC, motherfuckers got to be envious of the fact that you can go on there and toy around with the tools and, you know, pick any track you want and, you know, give your dad them one son eyes and he'll give it to you. Back to your own tracks, bro, that's cheating.
Go ahead.
Straight up,
hello?
Bro. So shit.
I don't know the fact.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
But I was just going to say, the comment, I mean, yeah, you know, because Trax, he definitely, you know, all I can say is he could be pretty much, I'm not spoiled for the misconsumption. It's a lot of people who may, you know what I'm saying, get misconsumptions because Trax, my father, but most definitely, he taught me everything I know, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, pretty much molded me to what I am today. But I'm definitely not spoiled. Like, everything you see me doing, I'm doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
but
man,
as far
it's
as...
It's obvious. You work hard. Your shit sounds good. You know what I mean? Your production is
appreciate
nice. You know what I mean? So, you know, that it pretty much speaks for itself. You know what I mean? Your growth and everything, where you've come from and where you are now as far as lyrically... And as far as the track making or what have you, like, you earn your slot where you at. Like, you're not, and I can honor that. You know, as an MC, I honor that because, you know, that's your pop. But, yeah, you earned your slot. You earned your key. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I know it's kind of different with the whole Warren G and Dr. Dre thing, but it's almost the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you produce, you MC, and your pop produced, and he's a fucking legend. You understand what I'm saying? Yet, you decided to pick your own lane, and that's beautiful.
True story.
Hey, so, like, what was the process like, you know, coming up, you know, while your pop was in there, you know, laying down bangers with Twista, you know, was it a case where you just sat back and watched and soaked up game, or was it something that you just,
You know, was it something you wanted to do? How did that shit work? Because like you say, shit, I mean, it's evident, bro. Like, you nice with your shit, you know what I mean? So how did the whole love for music come about? Was this always around? How did that shit work?
I appreciate it. And, I guess because I was around, I think I first met Twista, I was like 5, if that, you know what I'm saying, or 5, 6, or 7, one of those. But it was more so like I had started rapping at 9. And it's funny because I had been around music my whole life, and it took me till I was 9 to really decide, like, this is what I want to do. But long story short, I saw, you know, Twista, he was doing his thing. You know, that's one of my favorite MCs, artists of all time anyway. You know, Adrenaline Rush was my favorite album ever, like, created, you know what I'm saying? But because it moved me the most, that was one of them records that changed a lot of my whole focus on how I'm delivering my shit, and the code is dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists out here nowadays, they don't care to be dope. They just want to hit record. They just want, you know what I'm saying, to get on, get signed, get the money. Listen, huh?
Shots, nigga. Freak.
So listening to Twista's Adrenaline Rush, you know what I'm saying? It was a whole. To me, not only did they make history, they kicked up the level, like a whole new level. You had people in Houston, motherfucking New York, L.A., everybody knew, like, okay, them Chicago boys, they not playing at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? They had to step it up, in my eyes, I believe. So, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, definitely, you know, watching Twista did influence me. But funny story, I actually started rapping prior to seeing Bow Wow on TV and shit. Because, you know, as a kid, I always thought you had to be grown to rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? With no kids too much. I mean, you had Chris Carlos, but it wasn't a lot of kids doing rap. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw that, I mean, I just pretty much was like, oh, shit, Mama, I can do this? She's like, yeah, boy, what the bam? And she was, you know, she used to say, boy, you know who your daddy is? And I used to be like, you know, one ear out the other. That's Pops. I ain't really look at it like, you know what I'm saying, he was a legend until I got older. But, you know, that's what really kicked off my influential. But, like, listening to Twista is like, listening to Twista. I mean, Eminem do it. It's a few artists that I really honor. You know, J.E.A. It's a few artists that I really honor as far as on some, they molded. Well, it's the reason why I'm not caring about as much as, I mean, I do singles and shit, radio shit, but my real thrill for rap, the reason, the love I have for it is because I want to be dope. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much the real reason why I rap. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking right. All right. So real quick before we get to another joint, you know what I mean, since we just hanging out with the boy Savo, Legendary Tracks is on, you know, tell the people how old you are, bro, because, you know, everybody keep, you know, throwing the young word around, you know, but you're a grown-ass man, but, you know, at the same time, you're younger than most, you know what I mean? Let the people know how old you are.
I'm 21, bro. I'll be 22 soon. But, yeah, I'm still a young cat. I don't really, I know a lot of people, you know, say, oh, he's young, what the dumb man. Yeah, I like being young. I ain't in a rush to grow up, no time soon. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking right.
And stay young while you can, my nigga.
Fucking right. So check it out, man. I'm kicking it with the boy Savo. It's Legal Dope Radio. You know what it is. He's going to jump to this joint right now, a joint I'm sure he's familiar with. You know what I mean? It's the boy E-Dub right here. Everybody.
Hey, Savo, stick and stay. We're going to get right back with you, brother. Get a
dash.
Be the first motherfucker get his ass knocked out, cause he going off the drove and he won't stop tweaking. Now the gauze on his head cause it won't stop leaking. He was loud and all pointing, so I wasn't trying to fill him, and he lucky he survived because I was trying to kill him. Fuck beating up a nigga and don't send him to hell so he could come back and kill you. That's stupid as hell. Me?
Real quiet, only talk to the music. Kill it if you push me, homie, don't make me lose it. I got a temper when I lose my cool. They say,
love that nigga, but dude's a fool.
When I talk shit, I don't care if you offended. So the gun's all loaded and the clip's all extended. So run up if you want to, we gon' put it on you. You don't really want it with ease. They try to tell us that we country, but where we from is gritty. Where the mayor runs city hall, but chief run the city. And the crime rate high, the murders off the meter. Cause up north it get cold and everybody got a heater.
Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the booth. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you.
That nigga mad cause I spit the truth. He a bitch in the streets but turned a super gangster soon as he hit the booth. Your little label ain't as thick as mine. And ain't a nigga that's vicious or wicked, spitting the shit as thick as mine. And I don't give a fuck who you know. It's just more motherfuckers in the pews at your funeral. I war with niggas till they say truth. But if I'm drunk, I don't stop. And I've been sipping on that Grey Goose. Sometimes I act without thinking first. Especially if I've been drinking first. Now I'm older, I think it's worse. So all this rap shit, I could back it up. So when this beef is more than you, your family gon' have to pack it up. Homie, don't get your hands tied behind your back and duct taped up and sent on that van ride. And mama, he ain't coming back tonight. The next time you see Junior, be somewhere in the afterlife.
Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the pool. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the pool. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you.
Now all that back and forth rapping, I ain't with that plan. Somebody gonna die, you better get that man. And your safe looks sweet,
I hit that man.
Matter of fact, fuck the token,
let me get that fam.
I always knew I was gonna be the shit. So all that hoping provoking my downfall. Cocksucker, you could eat a dick. Niggas jealous cause I'm about to blow. And cause I'm one of the realest motherfuckers to come about to go. So fuck your handshakes and fake hugs. Fake bitches and they fake love. Niggas ain't fake thugs. It get cold when I speak out. And I've been known to spit heat, but I ain't talking about a freestyle. You need to find something better to do. Cause you can never be me, I'm better than you. So just accept it and nigga chill. Or he's a find out the hard way, this shit is real.
Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas. Everybody talk tough in the pool. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Now everybody got killers, everybody got niggas, everybody talk tough in the pool. If you ain't ever crushed niggas up, heating bus niggas, motherfucker, I'm talking to you.
You know what it is. Joe, you back with the Legal Dope Boys. It's Corey the Great.
Mr. May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh out of People's Player. We got the boy Sable in the building, Tracks the Inks. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, literally want to track the Inks on. You know what I mean? Literally.
Church.
Hey, so check it out, fam. Hey, so that right there is one of my favorite joints, fam. I want to know how. Like, what, how is it right now for you, you know? I can't say pressure because pressure busts pipes, but it makes diamonds too. You know what I mean? But how it feel, you know, having, you know, them kind of people around you, you know, with the E-dubs and the, you know, the directs all the time and people like that just fucking with you all the time, you know? Or is that how it goes?
It'll definitely make me a diamond more than bust a pipe, Paul. But I feel like they definitely influenced me a lot, you know what I'm saying? Especially like Rec, Dub, and Dutch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't, I mean, I guess it's too much pressure. Everybody pulling though, like, you know what I'm saying? Them guys, see? Like, it's Gucci, you know, for
that. It's funny you say them because you got to join with all three of them on there too, you know what I'm saying? What's the joint called?
With Dub and Dutch and Rec,
you know what I'm saying? Cause like I said earlier, you know what I mean? Like the nigga Rec though, that's my man, you know.
And we go back
shit,
like
rocking
chairs and spinal cord.
When you holler at Rec, you know, you tell him you did Legal Dub Radio, he gonna say, oh, that's, you know, it should be a big smile on his face, and he should, you know, he definitely should say, oh, they're my mans, I fuck with them, and if you don't, you let me know, you know what I'm saying? Cause I fuck you too, you know, that's my man. What's up? Man, hey, so let's talk about you though, man. Let's talk about some of that music you got going out, man. What you working on right now?
Well, actually, I'm working on a new project. I'm not gonna release the name for it yet, but it's definitely a good project. It's pretty much.
See, what made you drop an EP before an album anyway, or a mixtape or whatever?
Well, Tracks. That's what, you know, Tracks wanted to do. He definitely would be the brains of the operation. I feel like this next project I'm working on now will probably be. I mean, I don't know if I make it an album or an EP, but I'm probably, because I got enough songs to drop it now, but it's like, I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, test around some things, let shit simmer. But I don't know. I don't really, the mixtape scene, you know, everybody's saturated, but, and it really goes into how people can say, oh, they're a rapper when they just start rapping today and try to get compared to people who've been doing it for years. And feel like we on the
sure.
same level, you know what I'm saying? So,
sure.
mixtapes, I don't really, you know what I'm saying, too many oversaturated. I just rather do an EP. Plus, it's all original music, you know, mostly mixtapes are like compilations of different songs from, you know, the hottest songs and people just spitting. I mean, I honor that. Don't get it twisted. I honor it, but that ain't, you know what I'm saying, that ain't all what I'm on right now.
That's a bet.
So, fam, I got two more records left. I saved the Divide and Conquer record because, you know, for obvious reasons. But I posted the video up on a bunch of different pages on Facebook, and I tweeted the video and everything. Is that the record you pushing, or, you know, it's just a free for all? You just got everything out there and just pick what you like type shit.
Oh, we definitely pushing it. Really, what happened with that record, it was, you know, me and, you know, Trust hit me like, man, let's do a video about the band. The record really, I don't know, it's like organic energy in it, though. It's like we can't reproduce that. I wouldn't say it's a single, not at all. It's definitely a buzz record. A lot of people paying attention to me after hearing that, so I do appreciate the love from it. But I got, like I said, I got a lot of records going to come out like within probably the next month, you know what I'm saying? And plus, I got videos I'm shooting from the Divide and Conquer, so I can't say yet what song will be a single, but you're going to be seeing a lot of videos, you know what I'm saying, in the near future.
All right, well, let's do that then, man. Why don't you go ahead and throw to the record so we can get the Legal Dope listeners and the Legal Dope fans addicted, man. Go ahead and throw to that record.
You listening to Save Old Tracks, the Ink's on. Right now, we're going to go into Divide and Conquer. Save Old. Let's do it.
Get picked.
Cool nigga. Master let me out the freezer. You the best? Why nobody else believe ya? Hot-headed, say that I don't follow the procedure. Scared when I spit, I give these bitch niggas a fucking seizure. Can I get any deeper? Start from the core, then go up for more. Rip through the gravel ground of the floor beneath ya. So call your preacher, tell him you just witnessed the wicked people possessed after death, wearing the devil's features. Hello, it's nice to meet ya. Really, I'm lying. Can you hear what I'm thinking? Boy, I'm out of my mind. Man of the hour would eventually run out of time. Step on you fruit niggas' careers and make myself some wine. Celebrate, add it up, subtract and estimate the odds of me winning this game. Really, it's 1-8. That one never fails. Follow, I left a trail in my commercial or a lyricist. You can never tell. I disguise myself every time I attempt. I surprise my
all the power, say I let you niggas think it's sweet. You make your own bed, I just put you to sleep. Russian roulette, I bet these niggas kill themselves. Criminal mind, I take your brand and be still myself. My strategy, I had the whole industry mad at me. With no limits, I'll gradually graduate to a masterpiece. Leave my class at peace, then go at it with the faculty. Turn the student lounge into a battlefield with casualties. Assassins on the balcony, stay in your vehicle. If you survive from this, it'd be a miracle. I found myself closer to God, getting spiritual until I'm pushed physical and turn into a serial killer. Fill the blood, spill it over your dinner. If you intend to say my name twice, appear in your mirror. What is your fear of? The devil or G-O-D? I've been walking round hill, I show you what he showed me. I disguise myself every time I attempt, I surprise myself. How long will I deprive myself? I could conquer it all if I divide myself.
I just split.
Divide and conquer.
I just split.
Divide and conquer.
Yo, you back with the Legal Dope Boys, Court of the Great, Fresh Air, the People's Player. That right there was Savo, Track Things On, you know what I'm talking about, and that was Divide and Conquer. You know, we're going to pull Savo back on. Savo, what's happening?
What's good?
Man, so first I got to say it again, bro. I said it earlier, you know. You cheating, bro, you know, as far as producing your own joints and fam is your daddy, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me, man.
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it.
That shit crazy. Go ahead.
Nah, I wasn't going to say now. I'm just
tripping off the video. I tried to check it out, you know what I mean? Fam saw it already. I couldn't pull it up on my joint, you know what I'm saying, for whatever the reason, you know. But like I say, do you got your own shit, or you go in there and work with your old man shit? How that work?
Definitely I'm going to. But he on that in particular video, he actually came. Like, we feed off when me and my pop, it's a dope thing when me and my pops actually work together on some nobody, you know what I'm saying, just 100% pure energy work. Actually, he came in one day. I'm in the lab, me and Rec, and Dub in the lab. We in Cali. We just, you know, writing and finishing up songs. He came in and, like, we finished the video. Just random. I'm like, okay. And then he just started setting up the lighting, and we just started getting it in. The dope part about it is, it's kind of like with the concept of divide and conquer, like splitting and all that, you know, all that. We just, like, he came in with the camera, started filming, and the energy, sometimes I've gone out when I'm, like, doing videos or just feeling myself at the moment. So he came in with the camera and just started recording. That's why when you see the whole hand movement and action in the video, he didn't have to tell me to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like organic energy. I don't know. Plus, I watch Dragon Ball Z a lot, so it's like that really just throws a whole energetic feel to a lot of my music. So Trey definitely know how to capitalize when it comes to that.
Yeah, I could tell it was a lot of real, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, it looked like one of those type of situations, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was real, you was real you, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't look staged, it didn't look like y'all wrote up a storyboard for the shit. It looked like one of them situations where y'all just went off of, you know, pure emotion as far as what the record told y'all to do. And y'all got out there and did exactly what the song told y'all to record. And that was hot. I liked that. That was dope.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, so check it out, my man. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. My fault, brother.
Them was, like, you know, the best, to be honest with you. When artists do that, you know, to me, them the best video is the organic, you know, energy. But go ahead.
Hey, so, you know, you come to the Legal Dope Radio Show, you know, we get the motherfuckers addicted to our guests, you know what I mean? And like I say, we definitely got them, you know, in tune with who Savo is, you know what I mean? Like I said, when I first got a bar of you, my man Freddie Free, you know what I mean, my program director, he definitely tightened me up, which he put me on to you a while back, you know. It's my man. But like I said, what we also do, you know, my co-host, Corey the Great, Corey Key, also is an artist, you know what I mean? And what we do, when we have guests on the show, we get them a song,
and playing for them, you know what I mean? We, you know, we put you on hold for a hot second, you know, and then we let you hear what the shit is about, and then come back and ask you how the shit was, what you thought about it, you did.
True.
It's time for that right now, you know. I'm going to throw it to my man, Quarter Key. This is a joint right here, Kiss My Ass, my dude. Get addicted. I'm going to put you on hold. Ask you how you feel about it when we come back.
Yep, got you.
My man.
And I don't like all y'all records. Now, if you want to diss me and get on with me, go on and do it. But the difference between me and them other dudes is this. You're going to diss me, and I'm going to come see you, Jack. You're going to diss them other dudes, and they're going to play lip rapper with you. So if you want it, man, come on with it. If you want it with me, come on with it. And we're going to see in the end, because you're going to smell my cologne. It's in the yacht.
Yeah, look, I don't give a fuck what you niggas got. I got this, man. I got that, man. I'm so rich, man. 50 rich off water, JR Fabric. The rest of these cats are talking about it, they ain't got it. Niggas need to stop dancing, get back to the rapping. Lil Wayne trying hard, Joe, but ain't shit happening. Timing is keeping it coming, but it don't make sense to it. When the people buying records ain't the people that get you. Before I go any further, man, y'all must pay attention. I ain't dissing nobody, so you really must listen. Kanye hella cocky, can't tell him nothing. What the nigga moving? Better ask him something. Better ask him something. Better call up Fifth and ask him to write you a hook, and maybe you'll do six, seven, eight. I don't know how many games did, and don't tell a nigga I dissed. Say I told it like it is. Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but tell him kiss my ass. I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that.
How it is, King.
This 10 hottest is bullshit. The top 5 is a lie. Wayne over tip. Come on, man, y'all killing me. The mixtape master over the sound scan killer. Who more relevant, nigga? Saying 50 in the bottom 5. Ain't that a bitch?
Ha,
they don't give a shit. Slow down, son, you killing them. How about I go faster? Twist and Jamie was joking, they came up with a classic. Mims was hot for a second, ringtone with platinum. The music ain't saying no, the nigga went double plastic. South this, south that, I love the south and it's true. But niggas download the music, you can walk it out too. The pimp and the bun, the ball and the G, the Dre and the boy. The only living legends I would ever employ.
Man, Quarter Key, you crazy.
Nah, homie, the music is it.
Don't say I was dissing rappers, say I told it like it is. Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that. It's the third verse. Hell yeah, fuck rap. The game is so dirty, I don't want that shit up on my back. Since Eminem did it, ain't nobody brought a diamond plaque back to the hood. It's like I've been Sierra Leone. Hard as fuck to get a deal if you come up with a song about dancing the highs, not a fucking flaw in your song. I don't dance, so the chances of your boy getting on,
slim to none.
I'm better off just grabbing my gun, load it up and get these niggas in the industry one. And if you think I'm dissing, I suggest you get me, son. It's nothing, we can shoot it out and talk it out. What I would do if I were you would blow some drone, walk it out.
Quarter Key, you tripping, man, you never put an album out. You really think I give a fuck? Do you hear what they talking about?
I'm talking about bad bitches and dope, fuck that fake shit.
And don't tell them I'm dissing labels, say I told it like it is. Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that.
Yeah, you back in the building with the Legal Dope Boys, Fresh Air to People's Players, your boy Quarter the Great. That was the, my record, you know what I'm saying? Tell it like it is, kiss my ass. Shout out to the boy Pimp C, man. RIP to the boy Pimp C. Shout out to the boy Bun, UGK, you know what it is.
Hey, we're going to pull Sabo back on. We thought about the joint. Sabo, you there?
Yeah, what up?
What's up? What's up with it, Joe? Tell me how you felt about the joint, my dude.
Well, first, what's bro name?
Quarter
the artist, what's his name?
Quarter Key.
Quarter Key. Yeah, I like the joint. Yeah, he was saying some real shit in it though. You know what I'm saying? I definitely he could spit. You could definitely hear he could spit. You know what I'm saying? He hungry. I did hear a lot of Wayne shots and etc. I like the song. The beat dope too. I think me personally, when it come to records like that, because I didn't have situations where I feel like the industry be on bullshit too. You know what I'm saying? And he, like I said, he telling it like it is. Funny, that's the name of the song. But me personally, I really rarely would take shots at people. Not saying he would, but he was speaking real shit. But I'm much more, I'm one of them dudes that rather prove it to somebody than talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with the track. I definitely fuck with the track. I just rather, like, because I want to hear a song where he blacking, like on some shit. Because he sound like he's saying, gee, listen to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then he blacking is just the fact that I feel like, as an artist, me personally, I'm not going to make a song about how whack the industry is. I'm going to make a song about how dope I am and get the industry to fuck with me. That's just my, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, so you said something like this, then?
Yeah, we eat, nigga. These niggas out here talking about we ain't motherfucking eating, nigga. We getting it, nigga. Ain't no end of the day, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking quota, nigga. We bust the rest of our shit down, re-up, nigga. Man, certain some of that dope, man.
From the jungle where the lions and gorillas roam the same block.
No go, nigga.
Cracking they grill. 26s on a Chevy box. Nigga, bro, I been hot. This nigga just struck a match. And the truth to that remark is I'm the one who gave you that. So I'm about to bring it back to the middle of the map. Right around where Bumpy Twisted Psycho drama, kick it at me. I'm quarter brick, so there's no mistaking who the fuck I is. Fuck, I did everything under the sun, so I can shine in the nighttime. See, nighttime did everything under the moon. I tip traps out of grandpa's lap. Swims like West, had a young nigga back in the bowling. Bitch, had a young nigga back.
They don't like that,
Joe. Niggas know I serve on a block in the booth, and I've been serious like Tip. It's a trip. How the ones who can't fit wanna try and pimp you? Really ain't shit. I done pimped on a bitch, took dough from a trick at a nice size leg.
Young nigga 19,
and I had 3 whips. Was a prince back then, not a king of this bitch.
Nigga take big dick.
Stay fly, my green stay fine, nigga roll while
I got
it. I done done by Joe so many times, cause the average nigga couldn't get a plug like mine.
I ain't pull that off,
cause I talk that shit, man, I don't just rap.
My nigga,
my nigga don't trip, get gone at the mall, get lost in the south.
Got guys that'll do a nigga in for
them. No seeds like them, that'll put him underground for the king of the town.
Got a pocket full of dough, got a light green count, and a 38 stub on my waist right now.
I must be, because when a nigga can't sleep, gotta roll 10 deep. Gotta have a nigga cool with the crew, call me, cause they never too so where Z might be.
I just
might be on the block with my nigga dudes pop. I'm a guy J5 in the drop, big grits at the top. I'm a nigga quality on, take a shot, a patron that a nigga just stop. I'm a club on the block.
Man, he can't say that.
Only I can say this, posted on A-Fab in Manhattan with pins on my nigga Young West, out west, eating shrimp, getting head from a chick in a set with the crew.
That's
the truth, story
right there,
baby. Talking about, nigga. That's that real motherfucking dope, nigga. That motherfucking Key West block life shit, nigga. Real live gangsters, nigga. Who said we ain't getting it? We getting it.
Clavo, what's good, fam? Or something like that you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. That shit hot.
that'd be my thing. Like, I don't be quick to play. Like, I don't never pick that song to play. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the freshest, and a bunch of people from the hood, that's like their personal favorite. I don't normally pick that song to play, though, you know what I'm saying, for the artist or what have you, because of a lot of the shit that you said. The song is dated, you know, somewhat, because I recorded the song so long ago. Like, that song is a lot older than you wouldn't even know, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's rare that I play that song for people myself, personally, unless I just get that kind of vibe from the person, you know what I mean? But, like, it's rare that I play that record, but the truth record, on the whole flip side to that, when a motherfucker just really want to hear me go in or what have you, I play that record. I got everything, though. Like, you know, there's no limitation to my shit. I got everything. You name it, I can play it probably. You know, I got everything. So it's rare that I play that record, but I'm glad you gave your honest opinion. I appreciate that. That's real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? And real niggas do real shit from what I see. And like I say, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. You know, I'm the person that you communicated with as far as linking up the whole YouTube, the whole Twitter thing or whatever. But, you know, I linked everything up to make everything happen, and we appreciate you coming through, brother.
Definitely. I appreciate being here, man. I appreciate the love being shown, bro. That last record hard, too, bro, so. Shit.
Yeah, man, I tried, man, I tried my best.
Hey, check it out, bro, before I let you say your good vibes and let everybody know how to find Sable and what you up to, you know what I'm saying, the Twitter, Facebook, and the shit like that, you know, I'm going to give you a personal job, bro.
We done been through the whole crew almost. You know, we done had my man Dub on the show. That's my nigga.
Right.
We done had Rec on the show, definitely, you feel me? Now we got to get, you know what I'm saying, Dutch on the show. You know what I mean? So, like you say, shit, you know, when y'all power out in the studio and y'all talking Legal Dub Radio, you know, tell Dutch you want to get him on the show with us, bruh.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, shit, you know, you can you, whenever you in the room with your man Rec or whatever, you know, and Dub, they both, you know, like I say, Rec, that's cheating a little bit because he's a personal friend, but he was on the show, and Dub was on the show, too, you know, so you can use both of them as a reference until Dutch come on home with us, you know?
I got you, most definitely. I got you.
My man, so let the Legal Dope fiends know how they can find Savo. All
right, you can find me at, on Facebook, it's 2Savo, facebook.com/2Savo. Twitter is at Savo, S-A-V-O-C-W-A-L, that's at Savo, C-Y. And on YouTube, you can type in Savo, and I got videos and a lot of things that'll probably pop up. If not, type Savo, C-Y. But I appreciate being on the show. Shout out Legal Dope Radio. And shit, let's get it. Chicago, stand up. Illinois, stand up. Good music. Everything. Trust the ink. We in this bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Savo.
Man, so again, shout out to the boy Savo. We definitely appreciate him falling through the Divide and Conquer record. I really like that record. That's why I say that one for that. big shout out to the whole Seawall. You know, big shout out to the whole Tracks for Ink. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the boy Direct. Big shout out to Dub. Big shout out to Dutch. Shout out to Tia. You know what I'm saying? And definitely shout out to, what do you say? What's the way you got to say it? The multi platinum producing. What is it?
Shout out to the legendary,
legendary tractor. There you
real
go.
Real talk. The legendary tractor.
Shout out to that fool.
Fool's fucking legend, man.
You
real talk.
Know.
Not just in Chicago, fam. He's a musical legend.
Exactly.
Real talk. Motherfucker's a musical legend, bro. He was graced by his son. Dig that shit.
Hey, well, you know what I'm gonna do, man.
You gonna get Savo one more?
I'm gonna get Savo one more, man.
Shout out to Savo, man.
Since Savo's still in the building, I'm going to give him another quarter key record. Hey, say, this one is called Brain Freeze. You know what I'm saying? This is to show you kind of, you know, what I be on. I'm going to need one of them tracks about you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my people call your people, and I'm going to need one of them tracks about you. So check it out, man. This is another quarter key record. It's off the District 187 mixtape. It's called Brain Freeze. Get addicted.
I'm a maniacal madman. My status is malice next to a trash can. Girl super thick, so I told her to hop her ass in. Two nuts and it's over, I had to smash fam. Now literally I'm gone, so I picked it up from the hinds end. My homies tell me I'm better than any rapper ever. Like Jimmy John's, I deliver you beats without the cheddar. They call me Sean like Don because the seventh letter. Leave a nigga holy like or a block of mozzarella. Excuse me, Swiss cheese, you niggas is Swiss beef. Mary and Elise is the only way you can touch key. I'm like a brain freeze, you niggas is warm breeze. B-Rad status with Benz is out, he's a palm tree. Me, 87 Chevy with gold D's, 19 white walls, rolling a Martin Luther King. I'm a producer's dream, you niggas produce a dream. R. Kelly known for pissing on high 16. With this 32, I'm hot as a bunny suit. The beat changed as well as the rapper standing in front of you. Some people say my crew is like Easy with Ren and Cube, but modern day in WA with a different attitude. Into the actors before me, I do so radical. Cause I ain't have to show you a blood and a Jason Mask, I do. Who's the best, homie, ask a few. If you want the proof, 122 pounds, get it right in front of you. Want me to show and prove, will roll me a blunt or two. And I can take your mind on a trip like we both in Papa's room. When I bless the booth, I'm high as a passing suit. And known to get it all on the track like an Asian prostitute. Kicking aim like I'm about to shoot. Then release the clip when you flinch and pistol whip and pussy up out of you. All too Rogati, you Jesse, the fucking body you.
Nigga, fuck you. Girl, come get me.
Mommy said she wanted a rider like Kane.
flames, hey. Crip like Snoop, nigga. Blood like game, hey. Westside, Chi-Town, calm sense type of cat. Intellectual hustler, baby girl says he love that. Say like Mellow in the crunch at a Clipper game. Paper like LeBron James. 26 inch rims, holding up a Chevy frame. Very heavy in the game. Gold teeth like Juvia, tatted like the nigga Wayne. Say she like hustlers, but not your average hustler. Rick Ross type niggas like every day I'm hustling. Every day she hustling, addicted to the 20 pin. In love with the Jolly Rancher bank. On the baby Benz, baby Ben. In and out of city with Kentucky Fried. Now mean legs and thighs, no.
All this shit for this nigga. I'm the one be running them motherfucking tags for this nigga. Nigga can't show me no motherfucking love. Nigga got to do me dirty. I'm that bitch that got that nigga's back. Can't believe this shit. Dirty ass niggas, I swear to God.
Baby said she needed a shy nigga like Ace. Fly nigga like Rich. By any means necessary. She a painful bitch. J-Lo rap about him. Skin like Beyonce. Hair like Alicia, but you gotta put her last name. Kanye, Lupe. She don't like them kind of cats unless they rockin' purple kush with keys in their backpack. She's for the fat rat. Baby got a gang tight. I done seen her hit a cat for 20 grand in one night. 22 pistol holder. Papa was an ex-roller. Mama was the ex-holder. Pull down that ex-roller. Brother by another mother. She really don't know him, no. Heard he moving 10 a week from Memphis to the Shy Joe. She believe in using what she got to get the needed shit. I'm a hook up all of my singing this since he was six. 16 years later, baby hooked a big fish. Word is he hit the nigga Jacob for 100 bricks.
When that nigga hit Jacob, who the fuck you think helped him get onto that shit? You think this nigga got his paper by himself? Hell no. I'm the bitch help him do that shit. This dumb motherfucker. I'm the one riding this motherfucker stuffing balloons full of motherfucking hair on, taking that shit off up in that motherfucking joint. I'm the one risking my shit for this nigga.
Baby ended up with a gangster, hustler, baller, killer, dicey individual, real-time dealer, uptown, crack moving, Nino Brown type of cat, keep her up.
This is Beast Production.
This is
20
Beats. This is Black Superhero music right here, baby.
Gangsta effortlessly. Hey, man, you already know what it is. Legal Dope Radio, Quarter to Gray. It's the Quarter Key Mix. I'm just playing Quarter Key shit back to back to back to back, man. Look, this gangsta, get addicted.
This is Beast Production.
This is Black Superhero music right here, baby.
Gangsta, effortlessly. Turn to killers. I'm an effortless gangster. I don't practice my jeans. I don't lie to these streets. I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm doped in a pit. You niggas figure out that. Kanye king of his lane. I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Triller was better. Soldier Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like Ice-T is a legend. The Godfather of rap. Put the T in the tech. Put his bitch on the track. Don't respect his opinion. Little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm fat. But what they say after that,
Majestic Trauma.
I'm a beast, I'm a dog. Excuse me as I park this pretty bitch up on the curb. My vision hella blurred, cause I can't see through the hate. I get much more than I deserve. That's why I keep the brain slow. Smoke rising out the cool Gucci frame zone. Yeah, and in my hood I'm King Kong. Because I wreck any track that I climb on. Yeah, just that motion picture money flow. John Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip collar Amber Rose. This is how a winner like supposed to go.
This is Urban Hype William video. Fat dude with the skinny flow. A bunch of models in a truck bro. Popping bottles of that trunk pro.
Fat boy with the skinny flow. A bad bitch in the tiny club. Ride through the city
directions needed. I got an old soul. Hip hop dripping out my ass. So fat dude with a skinny flow. They keep a hood rat that shortly resemble the centerfold. Over the game like a donkey, and that shit retractable. I'm in my Peyton Manning seat. Yeah, which means I'm kind of a control freak, and I need the ball to win. Kobe Bean, yeah. 18 for the offset, back pair looking like they can't get in the club yet. Yeah, so I leave them at the front door, top down like I'm in a motherfucking video. Yeah, like they never seen a seat spree. Wave game looking like 11 million beauty queens. Top models in red bottles. Yeah.
Everybody that fell through and hollered at us tonight, man. Shout out to the boy Savo, Cracks the Ink. You already know what it is. Shout out to the boy Fresh Air, the People's Player.
Doing me.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Kid.
Somewhere doing him. Shout out to Jay Fire, the Fly Guy. Big special shout out to the relative, B. What up, relative? We partied over the weekend for my birthday. Did the whole limo shit, you know. We did the Brigado thing, you know.
Yeah, limo, they ain't even call you boy.
I don't care what y'all fag niggas say either way, but it seems like when y'all niggas talk, it's more effective. Cause we can fight or we can gun play, you feel me? But it ain't shit though. Honey, Sean Rue, check this out.
Ha, niggas be talking like they chewing gum. Setting up for fights, but they don't really want the one. Trying to impress females and pull out guns. But when I pull out mines, you probably hide and run.
Run,
damn. Niggas straight phony. Be jabbing at my bitches like you forgot we was homies.
You forgot.
It ain't shit cause I gon' handle you baloney. Y'all some little rodents, I'm a tiger, no Tony. Use the fact I got you running like an octopus. Use a saucy nigga, hella fruity like tropical. And I smoke hella fruits on the daily. We can line it up, I'm a P-Dat, you can't save me. Born in the 90s, but I hang with the 80s. Used to be civilized, but a nigga went crazy. But for me, chances real slim like Shady. Shine this, shine that is all I'm hearing lately. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mine they on. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mine they on. All I hear is chitter chat. Man, just stop that. Instead of speaking on me, homeboy, try and stack the rack. Niggas steadily hating, cause I'm trying to get out the hood. It's understood, cause y'all niggas was y'all good. If I can get paid for every time my name was spoken, I probably have a mansion in La Jolla, no joking. I'm hella outspoken, that's why bitches hate me. You can speak out too, just don't speak about me. Niggas think they hard, but like a dick, they go soft. Test me, little nigga, on bleeds, I slap your lips off. A lot of niggas telling, letting go of their loyalties. I'd rather be dead than snitch and get royalties. That shit ain't real to me, some niggas do it comfortably. Gotta do it big for the niggas that was doubting me. Always on the come up like a seed when it's sprouting. Peter, name is Sean Rue, cause I don't do shit politely. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mine they on. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mine they on.
Yeah, man. Fuck y'all niggas, man. You got something to say, nigga.
You know what it is, though. You better go Liquid Dope
boy, Fresh Air, the People's Player. Go to the phone lines real quick. Go 237. You on there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, baby.
Hey, what's happening? What
is this? Hello. Is this Harold's Chicken?
No, this Fresh Air, the People's Player, Legal Dope Radio.
Fresh Air, the People's Player. Is this Harold's Chicken? Don't. Now, who done went and blown in the phone? Hold on. Ricky, get your ass off the phone. Blow it in a goddamn phone. I'm sorry, baby. Can I get a large chicken wing? Can I get a 12-piece chicken fried hard wings, please? Did you put the sauce on the french fries? Little Larry, you want sauce on your french fries? Little Larry don't want no sauce on his french fries. So put sauce on the chicken. Hello?
Matt, yeah. This is Legal Dope Radio, Fresh Air, the People's Player, Court of the Great.
Fresh Air, the People, what the hell? Which one of you motherfuckers gave me the number to Legal Dope Radio?
Hello?
They just playing, Grandma.
Hello? And my baby say you playing. Y'all play too much down there at Harold. All right, well, let me get the 12-piece for my baby.
Ma'am, hold on. This is Legal Dope Radio. This is Fresh Air, the People's Player.
Legal! Stop blowing in the goddamn phone! I'm sorry, baby. My baby is upstairs blowing in the goddamn phone. Leroy, hang that phone up. Hang that phone up. I'd like to knock you all off up to bits in between that wash and dry.
Man, I don't know what to tell you about you and Leroy and Lil Larry, but this is Fresh Air, the People's Player, the one and only.
Okay, well, I'm glad you know how to make chicken fresh air. I want a 12-piece fried hard wing, no sauce on the fries. I want, let me get a half of chicken fried, just cut it in half and drop the whole half of the chicken in there and fry it. And I want hot sauce all over that, and then I want the barbecue sauce on the french fries. I want two RC Colas, and I need one of them cakes that the ladies be making. Can you give me one of those cakes, too? And we'll be back there to pick it up in what? How long, baby? What, 20 minutes? 15?
Man,
how much
is
it going to cost? What? My name is Gretchen. I'm from the south side of Chicago. It's dangerous out there. I can't tell you exactly where I'm at.
Gretchen, this is Legal Dope Radio. Hey, please stay addicted. Tell Lil Larry and your other grandson is blowing the phone. Lil Larry and Leroy, tell them fools get addicted next Wednesday. We'll be here.
Leroy Elderbox Jenkins. Okay, well, thank you. We'll be there. Leroy, go. Okay, Leroy's going to be there in 20 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Hey, well, you know what it is, man. It's Legal Dope Radio. It's your boy, Fresh Air, the People's Player, Quarter to Great. Hey, we do this every Wednesday from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. We sell legal dope, you know, food and fun. I guess we got chicken now. According to Gretchen, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell that was all about.
That was crazy, man.
What the fuck, man?
Hey, man, so shout out to Gretchen, man. Whoever the fuck that
shout out to Save Us for coming through Tracks to Ink's own, you know, literally and figuratively, you know, he's on Tracks to Ink. That's the legendary Tracks to Sub. We got it in Legal Dope Radio. Peace, love, and legal drugs. You know what it is.
You already know what it is, man. We're going to leave up out of this bitch with a song before we go. Mickey Halstead, Lupe Fiasco. Jim Levine, go on, get addicted. We'll see y'all next week.
That's David.
Don't. When them bullets come out of the gun, and you're standing where there's nowhere to run. You're gone.
They was warriors on
Peoria, mean on green. Strangling men on Sangamon, the piss cannot intervene. Blood stayed pouring on Morgan, I'm stuck in between. Rocking hard plates, forced to keep the Glock by the spleen. This is Ragtown, Wild Hunted section. You can hear a pin drop when the folks is in the session. Only 13 when the D first blessed him. Gave him all of his lit and a blacksmith in Weston. He's rapping. Feeling like a veteran. High school, feeling like a king amongst the peasants. Four corner hustles, making sure they feel threatened. But he ain't into wrestling, sure he got a weapon. And they keep saying what they gon' do when they catch him, not knowing what he snuck past the metal detectors. He reckless. Damn, they caught him on the bus. Sure he ain't think, sure he just fuck.
When the bullets come out of the gun, and you're standing where there's nowhere to run. You're gone.
On the corner, crack spot, hat cocked to the left, selling death out of black top. Over east, Kofax, that blotter. Off the 5, Terrortown, it's that hot. That nigga right there, cat cop. Sipping lean, it's this syrup and that pop. Baby crying, cop sirens in the backdrop. Opposition sleeps up, damn, you heard that shot. Charlie Duck, he was stuck. Blood spilled on the ground like it's crushed. He's feeling cold to the touch, nigga, hush. Don't speak. It's looking bleak for him. Looking like the Grim Reaper finna reach for him. Jesus Christ, we need you to intercede for him. Ask the Father, could he detour him?
Bullets come out of the gun, and you're standing where there's nowhere to run. You're gone.
Yeah.
Now
I got him. Of the ambulance trying to stop him, stopping, but he's shocking. No other choice but to shock him. Blood pressure dropping, but he's the fighter, he's boxing. Unless he wanna leave, Ali's his only option. He sees the butterflies, but we trying to keep him conscious. Oxygen flow constant, it's just a consequence. And I've chauffeured many, and Billy saved any. I saved about 20, not a bad paramedic. They just good with the semis. So I don't feel bad, I gave everything in me to bring him back to life, now I see his life dimming. It's feeling so slipping. It's all done, turn the silence off. You just lost one.